little time to look at the minutes and can we get the views of members about the annual report of the department. Also looking at the analysis by our researcher. Is there anyone that's gotten a review? Mr. Labuska?
Are we looking at the draft minutes on the annual report? Are we on that one now?
Yeah.
I think on page five, the last page, the second paragraph from the top, it must be when start the committee, the unfollowed must probably be registered as concerns missing. Page five, the last page, second paragraph from the top, which starts the committee on the SAFs. Shouldn't have registered its concern. The sentence is
you are right. Maybe we should have started by correction, but the aim is to actually get the findings.
Mm-hmm.
Get
okay.
The findings and recommendations on the report. Mr. Mzondeki? Your mic, but your mic, Ntati.
The last line on the last paragraph, page four. You can just correct the English there. The minister issued letters to seeking explanation. I'm sure if they can just work on that, just phrase it better. It says the minister issued letters to seeking explanation. I think it should rather say that the minister issued letters seeking explanation on the reasons. You get it, Chairman? Yeah, that's page four, the last line. Okay, and then in the last paragraph, the one, two, third line from the bottom, the committee noted that the majority of the people who occupied positions in critical posts were in acting. I'm not sure whether you wanted to say in acting position. If you can, there's something wrong with the English there again. That's the last page.
Maybe to say in acting position.
Yes. Chairman, I don't know if I should take this opportunity because I said I've got to rush to another meeting. Just to quickly mention three recommendations that you can give them maybe after the findings that I can recall that we talked to them. One was that we wanted to recommend that there must be quarterly feedback by the department on the issues that we've picked up, whether these were out of your SCOPA recommendations or the Auditor General's issues, that we don't wait for them to come at the end of the year. Also, we said that there's a need for us for the department to speed up the filling of vacancies, and that there must be a discussion with public service administration to address the question of the bureaucracies. Remember that the...
No. Hold your...
Okay.
Yeah, the second recommendation.
The second one, to speed up the filling of vacancies. We said that the department needs to speed up the filling of the vacancies. And in that regard, we said that there is a need for a discussion to be held with the Public Service and Administration Department or the Portfolio Committee to address the question of the bureaucracies which are delaying that process. I think those are the three ones that I can, to speed up the process of, you know, the acting positions. Thank you.
Thank you, Dad. Is there anything to remember?
Just the last one, Chairperson. I don't know whether we want to put it in the findings. Well, regarding the environment, we said there was a need for us to check whether Treasury indeed does interrogate the reasons for the request for the environment. At this point in time, the department, I mean the committee, seem to be having problems with the reasons that were given for those environments, because in some instances they resulted in some underspending.
Yeah, indeed, to ensure that does the National Treasury made any consultation. Because, I mean, the department said the environment was made in consultation with National Treasury. Now, are you saying we need to confirm that or to...
I'm saying whether... If the treasurer does interrogate the reasons. The department gives a reason when they request for environment. That's my understanding. But I'm saying I'm not sure whether the department, the treasurer actually takes his time to actually interrogate those reasons. I can be corrected on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Maybe to couple that one. If we remember yesterday, the CCMA, when I asked a question about the environment, because the department indicated that the reasons for environment was to bail out the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, which had a shortfall in appointing they said they tried to explain that yesterday in terms of appointment of commissioners. I don't know what do you want to say to, in addition to what you were just saying.
No, Chairperson, I think Mr. Labaskan is going to help me because I know he spoke on this matter. But my question was a very general general. In the environment, that the committee at the time when they discussed this matter said we are not certain whether when there's an application. My understanding is that the department makes an application to Treasury to get an approval to do environment. Now I say that we are not sure whether indeed they do interrogate those reasons. In other words, look at whether those are real reasons and also to do a follow up. And I'm making an example of where, for instance, we're saying that there was a environment which was made from one line to the other one, but then there was some underspending in some area. I can't quite remember the detail. But in that sense, we then said, is the Treasury actually doing its work in interrogating the reasons that are put forward by the Department? Generally, I understand the one that I'm happy with the explanation of yesterday. But generally, do they do that? And I wanted to assist on that thing.
Yeah, before that, I want the researchers also to maybe pay attention on that one to come in. But before Mr. Labuska.
Thanks, Chair. I think it would be a little presumptuous for us to say, does the Treasury exercise its mind when approving or not approving environment? I think we must, you see, a department says, I need to shift, and they give their reasons. And if the Treasury is happy with the reasons, they will agree. If the Treasury is not happy with the department's reasons, they will say no. Now, my experience when I was in civil service was the Treasury are the most difficult department of the all in with money. You know, so I think we are actually then, if we put something like that, we are actually, I think, sort of saying to the Treasury, are you doing your job? And is it our job to say to the Treasury, which is not our committee, our job is to really say to the department, why are you having to go to the Treasury to change your budget? Now, obviously, the Treasury agrees they're satisfied with the department can explain to us why they had to go to the Treasury and why the Treasury then approved the wire. And I agreed with the department's permission. But in a sense, we are saying to the Treasury, did you do your job when you agreed with the submission made by the department? And I don't know if that is strictly really within in our mandate. We could express, you know, concerns maybe at the department, which is we oversee, making these applications. I mean, we could have a theoretical case where a department makes numerous applications for environment, and that, you know, they must get their act in order and either draw their budget up properly or so. But I don't know if it's really within our mandate to go now say to the Treasury, in accordance with the Municipal and Public Act, Finance Act, are you really doing your job?
I think I get your point. This is why I said maybe the researchers could also come in, but let's check with you. Are you okay with it?
Other areas. I think rather take the fight at home with the department if we feel that they are making reasons which don't make sense to us. Thank you. I'm leaving this to
And he's leaving just to follow up on his point that perhaps, you know, with recommendations I think to encapsulate is that we, you know, should ask the department to come back quarterly to report on the concerns addressed in our minutes. You see, because then they know exactly where the concerns are and they must come and address those matters.
No, I think we are all in agreement of that, members. Okay. Okay, thanks. You are released. Ma'am, please, I'm sure it was well captured. That is, yeah. Do we have any? Do we have anything, Usha? Members, are we okay with that? You must remember that really we. I haven't heard any of you talking about these continuous qualified reports. I know it's a broad thing, but we need to have something. I know that when we say we need quarterly reports, it's to also look at that, what is actually making the department to have this unqualified report. But I thought we would make a recommendation around that area. Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, four years in a row with a qualified report. I mean, that's a serious issue. And to me, I think it has to do with executive political accountability, and I think it has to also, start with meeting with the minister. I mean, I remember coming into this portfolio committee and taking the place of the late Prince Zulu, but I've never ever seen the minister. So he's the political head of this department, and if he needs to be present at some point. So I think we also, I know, as much as the rise up to answer questions and things like that, and he's very sensitive when it comes to departmental issues, but he needs to be here. So I think that should be one of the recommendations, And also, Mr. Nsundeki mentioned the Director General on a permanent basis. Also, most of them who are on acting capacities, I think all of them, we also need to put time frames. I mean, when are these appointments going to take place? I think that's very important, because we keep hearing, the Director General, the Acting Director General come in and tell us it's going to happen, but they need to give us some serious time frames. Also, if in the COPA recommendations, the new portfolio committee also needs to action that. Also, the fixed assets, the recommendation there, there needs to be some sense of accuracy and completeness. I mean, we kept hearing about it year after year after year. But, some dedicated asset management unit or something, this process needs to be verified, complete, and it has to be there. And the vacancies, I cannot stress this enough. I mean, it's affected the underspending, and it's cycled into poor service delivery. Recruitment, retention, a plan has to put in place, and the department has to report on this plan. And I think those are some of the major issues that have come up. But the qualified report, I don't think we can stress that enough. Yeah. No, I agree with you. Really, I think the department, I mean, this thing of the implementation of recommendation from the external auditors and SCOPA, really, that needs to be emphasized, because that they were raising what made them to have this qualified report. So it should be there. And the question of Minister, I agree with you, really. I mean, with me, it's embarrassing, me being the chairperson for the whole term, the Minister hasn't been attending meetings. I know he has a busy schedule, but really, because of this qualified report, he should have by himself just to come and pay a courtesy call to do. It's an unfortunate that this is our last meeting, and even if we can have a recommendation, but it should be put as a concern. Ms. Anthony?
Thanks, Chair. Chair, on the same issue of the qualified report, let me just also add a word on that. To say that it's unfortunate, rightfully, as you have said, that this is our last meeting. The only question that comes to my mind is, what is it that we are going to do in order to assist the incoming portfolio committee to take up this issue and ensure that they capture, all the areas that we have been dealing with? Because to me, it's like, since we became a portfolio committee for this term,
We have never received a report that is not qualified from the Department of Labor. And repeatedly we have been, you know, focusing on the same issues that were raised by the auditor general. And these issues could not be addressed. DGs came, DGs gone. We've got new people in those positions, but still we are having a qualified. So I don't know, Chair, but I think it would be important to put up a report that would indicate to those who are coming as to where we are in terms of trying to address the qualified report of the department. Because if you look at it, if you look at the consistency of that report, it's almost the same issues that the asset register issue, for instance. It's the same issue that they always get a qualified report. What is the problem? And I'm just asking this question. We've been asking this question over and over again. So I'm saying, Chair, maybe we need to put up a report that will assist those who are coming in to continue to try and address this matter. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm trying to check something on sheltered employment factories also, because that has been also a concern to us. Yeah, because now, you know, now this thing, it makes it difficult for us really to deal with these issues individually, because these are things that has been raised time and again when the department come to present this to us. And really to go one by one to the issues, I don't know how can, will it make a sense or an impact in maybe looking at an overall picture of the department. But again, we would want perhaps to be specific on some critical areas. I don't know how does members feel about the whole report of the department, the internal control of finances. We should also look at that and different programs also. But it will be covered on the issue of violence, because we said why should now the environment be in place. Why environment? I don't know if members would want to elaborate on that.
I think we must make a distinction, clear distinction between the principal environment, which is an acceptable thing, you know, and the reasons a department gives to justify a request to the Treasury for environment. You know, we mustn't be suspicious of the concept of environment. You know, that's the normal procedure in any budget. Things happen and you might have over budgeted because you drew your budgets up, you know, about 18 months in advance. So you know, there's a crisis here and you balance and you use some of this money there within the global package. So that's it's just that the one, you know, it's really the question every time: if there's environment, why, and how much is, you know, being virus. Shifted. Environment is shifting of funds. You know, and that's as opposed to asking for more money. So I don't know, we must get too bogged down. As I said, when a department comes to present itself, we must interrogate. Now, why have you moved funds from A to B? And they must satisfy, we must also be, they must really, they obviously satisfy Treasury, but they must satisfy us as well, when at the time comes. But may I ask a question, Chair? I'm only been here my first term as an MP, and by choice, I'm not coming back, so. Is there sort of a handing over of one chair to another chair, you see, because people leave and new chair people might be appointed or elected, if there's a process or not. If not, if it's a very loose process, Parliament, in this sense, then I think we should recommend that the secretary of the committee should ensure that this report be, its recommendations be delivered to the new chairperson. I mean, it might be logical, but you know, people come and go, but at least the secretary can say to the new chairperson, whoever it is, the previous committee specifically tasked me to bring this report, or at least this one, to your attention. I don't know of any other method to ensure, assist the transition. Maybe a new chairman goes and reads all the minutes, you know, for the past 5 years. We don't know. But human nature must always take account of.
Yeah, I think that is what we are trying to do, because with handing over, there is no handing over, but handing over is the report we have, the report that the last committee has. That would be a guidance. I mean, even if you come in, handing over was never done to myself, but I would want to know what transpired before, you know. So that would be a guide to the incoming committee. So you are right by saying that we should have this recommendation in the secretary, because secretaries would be always there. Then they would have the report to say that's what, even if it's not her, but really I would assume that the one who is in place there would say, here is something for the last committee. And you are right, it shouldn't be just left there. Not the whippery, but presiding officers should be able to say, no. Chairperson should look at the last report of the outgoing committee members. So you are quite right.
Yeah, I'm just off the record. I can assure you that I will ensure that the next DHM person of this committee will be in charge.
Will be?
It doesn't
record. Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. No argument. Yeah. No, I think on these different matters, we need to also have, I'm sure, time frame on matters, the implementation of these other issues. If we can just, I don't know, Mayor Cindy, do you have anything to say in that, whoever, do you have on this, have we left out anything, or in terms of irregular expenditure, is there anything perhaps that we are leaving out, because we want to wrap up?
Chairperson, I think I suppose you managed to capture everything. and I'm trying to avoid while watching the news the incidents of yesterday's particular committee where staff make recommendations without endorsement from members. So Becca, I just leave it to you.
I'm sure you are right, but just to caution us on something, we are very much aware that we can't allow staff members to come up with recommendations. It should be us who come up with findings and recommendations. Members, are we done, Mayor Twala?
Well, thank you, Chair. So mine was on the status, but maybe you need to say something because there have been a lot of problems with some of the sitters, not all of them, of course. More especially the construction sector, where we saw recently some deaths happening there. And the buildings falling. That maybe amongst those areas where we need the quarterly report, that this should be looked into, the question of sitters. Yeah. In fact, constantly they should follow up should be made.
Yeah, definitely. We can't just leave sitters out. I think if Mrs. Dreyer was here, we're definitely going to come up with a recommendation on sitters because she has been always concerned. As much as we are with sitters, we are saying it's not all of them, but we need improvement. Maybe the recommendation is saying we need an improvement on sitters because it's a national problem with sitters. Labor brokers, what are we saying about labor brokers? We know that there has been a debate yesterday when I'm sure Babu Mchali, if was here, would say something on it because it's something that he knows very well what is happening in the when we talk about vulnerable workers, their representation when it comes to dispute resolution. So really, we condemn this labor brokers because they are not assisting. Usha and then Anthony.
Madam Chair, in his words, he defined it quite well. He said it was 21st century modern day slavery. So that sort of captures what he was trying to say.
If I can remember, there was a time when we raised this labor broker issue. The department were in a process of compiling a report, an assessment report on the labor brokers, because there were a number of questions that were posed in regard to the labor brokers themselves, whether they are adding value to the economic growth of the country, whether they are compromising the conditions of employment of workers in the country. And I think we were informed that there's a report that is being compiled. I would suggest that we engage the department, even though we know we might not have another meeting, but for record purposes, we need to have a report on the labor brokers, because this matter needs to be pursued further. There's a general feeling that in the public domain that we need to engage with the labor brokers and to
check is whether we need labor brokers, whether they are actually adding value to the economy of the country. If not, why do we have them, and so on. So if you can have more information in regard to that, we may be able to make a good analysis as to from which angle do we derive the issue of labor brokers in the country. So my proposal is that we ask them to provide us with that report.
Maybe in terms of time frame, to say the first quarter, because we propose that quarterly reports should be there. In the first quarter, the issue of labor brokers should be there. I think, members, we will have to, yeah, that would be our report, and with those recommendations, I think this will assist the incoming members on issues raised. I don't know if we are leaving anything out, otherwise we are done with the report. Do we have any that end of governing?
Just an overlap may be right, not a gap. Are we now going to, I don't know, I'm just formulating something that do we, if it covers it or how you're going to formulate it, but you know, the lack of regular annual interaction between the minister and the committee. Perhaps either a concern at the lack of regular annual interaction between the minister and the committee. Well, at least we see once a year. If he comes, the new committee can then say, please come again.
Yeah, once or twice a year.
Yes.
Because I think really...
I mean, clever manual
more
forever
especially
with these
when we, yeah, when we are having these kind of reports,
yes.
We should be seeing Minister at least twice a year. He should prioritize his program, his really. Because really, it has been last time we spoke about this, and we thought this time maybe he will surprise us just to pop in. Because last time when talking to him, he was outside the country. As much as we really agree that he is busy, but he should also try and prioritize this to come and tell us why this continuous qualified report. So it's better to get it from the horse's mouth. But now we are just talking because it's not going to happen. It will happen next time, then after the next committee. But it should be a concern. It should the incoming committee should know that we haven't for the whole term we haven't met with the minister. It shouldn't be just the committee to invite him, but he should also have that really courtesy to visit the committee. Members, I think we are done with the report, and we are left with the adoption of the report. Minutes, because we are not going to meet. Are we agreeing on once or twice for the minister to visit the committee?
We've noted a concern at the lack of regular annual interaction between the minister and the committee, and recommend that the minister brief the committee at least twice a year. I mean, you know, that's 4 hours a year. 2 hours, which is not a hang of a lot to ask the guy. We'll even give him lunch.
Are we in agreement, members, on that? Okay. We need 7 members to adopt the minutes. Maybe Tanya, if you can check with Mr. Mzonde, because he was going to come back around 11. All along, being a bull. Yes. Yeah, really. I even mentioned your name to say when talking about the labor brokers. I didn't even see you, you know. No. Yeah. I thought I would hear a wisdom voice from a senior citizen. I know yesterday you were very, really hard on the people about labor brokers, which is really something at your heart, and it assisted us because, you know, but sometimes people can mislead you with some information that you don't have. But we have a set of minutes. Can you, Data at the back, distribute the minutes? And have you distributed it? Or can I start with the very same minutes that we've been looking at? Was amendments, you remember we are. I'm putting this to you. Can I get a mover for adoption of this, the minutes of the 4th of February on the briefing on the 2007, 2008 annual reports of the department? Can I get an adoption? Babu Nene?
Move the adoption of the minutes.
Move. A second down that, Dr. Rupna Rain, second. Can I put the other set of minutes? Data, I don't have those other minutes. The minutes of the okay. Let's start with last year's minutes. The minutes of the 27th of August 2008. Can I get the adoption of those minutes? I know that really we've gone through most of the minutes. I'm now putting this for adoption. Can I get a mover?
I move the adoption.
For adoption. Seconder. Mamutwala, seconded. The minutes of the 21st October 2008. Any mover? Dr. Anthony moves. Any seconder? Babune. The minutes of November 18, 2008. A mover. Mamutwala moves. The seconder? Babune. Seconded. those were the 20th of January. The 20th of January. Can I get a move? Pusha, Dr. Rupna Ray moves. Seconder, Mamutwala. Yes, seconded. The 21st January, 2009, not 8. Can I get the mover? I can see that you want us to discuss. Mamutwala moves. Dr. Rupna Rain seconded. You don't want to discuss. Thank you very much, members. This has been a long journey for us.
Long
walk to freedom. I think, members, as a committee, we've done a lot. There has been so many things before us, challenges by the department. We've been trying really to do oversight. We know that we had public hearings on different issues, and I think that has made an impact. We made an impact as a committee to show our country that really we do care. And I think the incoming committee will do the same. Despite the fact that our schedule has been so tight most of the time, doing up and down, going home, but we managed to really to take the program of Parliament forward. And I want to take this opportunity to thank you, members, for allowing me to lead you on different matters of labor. The respect you've given me, despite the fact that we may differ, but at the end of the day we agree on issues, and of course because the objective is one, to assist our people to see to it that service delivery is done. We have our constituency offices. We've been always telling the department that our offices should be utilized. We have administrators that we want the department to use. It shouldn't be only labor centers, but we want labor centers to have that good relationship with our constituency parliamentary offices, so that when they have training or whatever in their program, to couple that with the program of our constituency offices. But thank you very much, members. I know that some of you had so many engagement and, of course, attending to other committee meetings, but you were able to attend to the meetings. I know that sometimes it has been difficult for you, but really you were able to support this committee so that we should be one of the best committee. The media once mentioned, I mean, this program of the the morning program when talking about the work of the committees. Labor committee was one mentioned that it has been doing oversight. It has been doing well. So I thank you very much for the support you've given me to facilitate something that really has been difficult. It has been a challenge because I was taken from another committee to come and chair this committee. But because of you, I managed to do that. Thank you very much. Also, the opposition, you have been so good. We never fought, we never argued. When we argue and finally agree on the matters. I wish you well to whatever you will be doing. Some of you will be back, some of you may not come back, but wherever you are, think of labor issues. I think we've learned a lot from the workshops that were held. I think we have really picked up something. We are empowered by those smaller workshops. So thank you very much, and let's go and do our campaigns, and we will meet at the polls to see who is going to win this elections. I thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. On behalf of the DA, and myself, I'd like to thank you for the chairpersonship for the period that we've been on this committee. I've only been here for 18 months, and so I haven't labored as long as the rest of many other members of the committee. And thank you once again. I would like to thank my colleagues on the committee for their constructive collegiality. And I will not be returning to Parliament out of choice. I'm going to the legislature, which is nearer home. So I'll also miss the surroundings. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jatila Buskahne. Do we have anything? I'm sure I will also be joining them at the legislature in the Northwest Province. I'm not a Gauteng person. I don't know. What does ANC saying? Is ANC saying about the committee?
I was looking at Mr. Nene to speak on our behalf, but it looks like he wants to delegate those powers to me, and then let me take this few minutes just to say, Chairperson, we welcome that input you have made. I'm sure as members of this committee, all what we can say is that we have been having a very good relationship in terms of the work of the committee. There has been ups and downs. Not necessarily those that are destroying the committee, but as part of life, we have been trying to make sure that we do the best in terms of taking forward the work of Parliament from committee point of view. I'm sure members will agree with me that we had been having a good time with you being in the lead, and we appreciate that. We also say thank you for your leadership. It's always good to part whilst we are still in peace. That's very important. We also want to say thank you very much for the support we've been given by, especially UPET, We thank you very much for the support that you have been giving to us. You are a very experienced person in this portfolio committee, and we'll make recommendations that no one must take you away from this committee, even if of the coming incoming new portfolio committee members. From the research unit, we must also thank them very much, because they have been always assisting. They have been giving us a good work. Their input has been very valuable. And Tanya, also here, we thank you very much. I see with is it the media? PMG, okay, yes, of course, PMG. Although they change so much, sometimes you see this face, tomorrow you'll see that face, and so on, but we also say thank you to them. The gentleman in the back also, PMG?
No.
Oh, okay.
MDL.
Yeah.
Blackness.
Okay, no, but thank you very much. Thank you, Chief. The first time that I see you. But, but we say thank you to you as well. Chairperson, thank you very much. Our opposition party, the DA, the IFP, we have had a very good relationship. It's your duty to, engage, because, of course, you've got your mandate, we've got our mandate, but it has been very, very exciting to work with you. Are we going on pension? If you go on pension, I'll also go on pension. Okay, no, thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Rupna Ray. Thank you, Madam Chair. I tried not to speak because farewells are usually very emotional, and even when you were speaking, I was almost moved to tears. I'd just like to say thank you very much to each and every one of you who've been part of. We've actually been a team across party lines, and we've become very good friends, and we've never looked at each other in terms of partisan and political party affiliations, but we looked at each other as comrades and confidants as well. I was just joking with Mr. Nen, and I told him where our rally was taking place this weekend in KwaZulu-Natal. And I'd like to thank you for your excellent leadership and you've displayed, and it really gives us something to emulate, the way you present yourself, and the way you carry out yourself in the chair, and you've given your role as a chairperson, it's totally unbiased. Especially for me sitting in the opposition seat. Also, the support staff, I think if you look at the research quality that we get, and in terms of the reports, and I think it's been exceptional, and we need to thank them. And also our secretary, and she's become nobody's indispensable, but she's become that way, and her professional demeanor, her mannerisms, the way she treats us, and we really need to show our appreciation to her, and we thank her for that. And finally, I'll be leaving for a much better role. I'm a full-time mom, and because I have somebody in KwaZulu-Natal waiting for me to come back home. And I'd just like to wish all of you well, and may God bless you all. And even as we depart, may God be with us. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Dr. Rupnare. Yeah, indeed. Without a good support staff, really, one cannot move. I usually say, really, I was so fortunate because I had no idea about labor. You know, when discussing with the minister, I said when I was appointed as a chairperson, I had a shock of my life. And I just wondered, why, what have they seen from me? Why me living such people with such a huge experience? But that has really given me an opportunity. It has like opened doors for me. It has empowered me, I must be honest. And but for me to have the good support staff, my PA. I remember when, because we've been doing this parliamentary development program, studying with the University of Rhodes, they've been always there. Whenever I do the assignments, they would grab something. And of course, for Pat, I've been always saying that she's a perfectionist, because she would want things to be done correctly. And so I thank you very much, Pat, and also Tanya, for the huge experience you have. You were not jealous, really. You were able to really assist me. Thank you very much, media, PMG. Thank you very much. You've been always the assistant. Though, like Mr. Anthony is saying, they keep on changing. Also, the assistant to our committees, but they've been always there. Thank you very much, Tata. Even we've known you for a short period, but thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
I think to me, it will be very, very important to say this. You see, this committee has been blessed with Vladimir Shubi in his book ANC, The View from Moscow, and where I picked up this Eric Mshali. And if you read all the literature of people who write about politics of South Africa, you'll always pick that name, Eric Mshali. But some people not know who that Eric Mshali is. But it's important because he's an asset to this committee. He's not a liability.
Yes.
I want to say special thank you to you, Tata, because we take it from you that we are where we are now because of you. We're the first volunteers to go for training of Nkolo. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Tate Anthony. Really, it was an oversight on my part, because I've been always saying that in my committee, I'm fortunate to have senior citizens, and looking at the experience, also Mam Chize, Ms. Rajbani, unionist, really we were first fortunate to have people like these our senior people. So thank you very much for reminding me about this. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.